Chechen rebels, who stormed a Moscow theater on Wednesday, say they will start killing their hostages tomorrow if their demands are not met. The rebels insist that Russia withdraw its troops from Chechnya. Earlier, the rebels released 8 children, and there were indications that all the foreigners among the hundreds being held in the theater also would be freed, but that has yet to happen. NPR's Lawrence Sheets is at the scene of the standoff in central Moscow. What more do you know about the deadline?
Bob, just a short time ago, I spoke with a woman who was speaking with her father, who is a hostage inside the theater. Her father had been told by the captors to get the word out, basically, to the Russian government and to the press, that the Russian government has until tomorrow morning at 6 a.m., that's 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time in the United States, to act decisively on the demands of the Chechens, that is the pullout from Chechnya, the beginning of the pullout, or they will begin shooting their captives. Now, this was just confirmed to us by a spokesman for the Russian government who's outside the theater here.
Well, the Russian government has offered the rebels safe passage out of the theater if they free their hostages. How likely is it the rebels might accept that offer?
Though it's a fairly surprising offer, obviously letting these guys go after what they've done would seem to be politically risky, I'd say the chances of this particular group taking them up on this offer, taking the Kremlin up on this offer, would be rather unlikely. I mean, these seem to be a very hardcore group of individuals, one of the most, obviously coming from one of the most radical wings of the Chechen movement in general. So I would be very surprised if they were indeed to take the Kremlin up on that offer, and I wouldn't think that they would trust the offer. I can't see possibly how they could even get out of this situation and be transported back to Chechnya alive and that the government would honor its promises.
What's the snag in the release of foreigners?
The situation with the foreigners is the following. U.S. Ambassador Alexander Virchow has been here today. He's been inside the theater building, as have many other foreign ambassadors here based in Moscow. We were told first that they would be released this morning, these 70, 75 or so foreigners. Then it was another 2 or 3 hours was added to that. And now we're told basically that there's no more word about the foreigners. We don't know what the Chechens want in exchange for releasing them. And Ambassador Virchow, the U.S. ambassador, left the area earlier today. So we seem to have hit an impasse in that area.
Who else is involved in trying to resolve the situation?
There's a journalist from a prominent Moscow newspaper, which is very critical of the government and its policy on Chechnya. Her name is Anna Politkovskaya. She's often been harshly criticized by the Kremlin because she's taken frequent trips to Chechnya, where it's very difficult for reporters to work independently, all the more Russian journalists. And she's documented Russian human rights abuses painstakingly there. I guess this is the reason that the Chechens trusted her enough. She was actually in the United States just until a day or so ago and just arrived back here in Moscow, went straight to the scene. The Chechens had asked her to act as an intermediary. She's still in the building at this time as far as we know. We don't know if what she's doing, if her mediation effort has come to anything at all.
And Russian news organizations are being restricted in how they cover this event?
That's right, Bob. NTV, independent television, actually took an interview with the ringleader of this group last night inside the theater shortly after midnight, and were prevented from airing that interview by the government. Echo Moscow Radio, which is one of the liberal, relatively few critical voices of the Kremlin here in terms of broadcast media, also was warned that its license might be revoked last night after it broadcast a live telephone conversation between one of its correspondents and one of the gunmen inside.
NPR's Lawrence Sheets in Moscow.